Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mary Robertson with the Pella Community Art Center joins us on today's program to provide an update about a new project in front of the Pella Community Center.
Well, Mary, you brought me in today to talk about a special project you've been working on and finishing up here over the summer that hopes to connect more people to art, which is always the goal of the Pella Community Art Center. Let our listeners know a little bit about this new box that's out in front of the Pella Community Center and what it means.
So we decided a while ago, well, because of the pandemic and all of that, how are some new ways that we can share art with our community more than we already do? And we all have seen the little free library. So I thought, why don't we do a little free art gallery and supply box? And so that's kind of the jumping off point that we decided to go with. And that's what we did. We made our little free art and gallery box that's out on the main part of our building, so right along the sidewalk, so you can walk along and see the whole thing. It's fantastic. I think it's fantastic.
Well, what's all included then? When we talk about gallery box and art and all this, I'm sure there's something visual to it, but also, as you mentioned, like those little free libraries, something that people are able to use.
Exactly. So it's a two-part box. The bottom part, the main part of the box, is filled with art supplies, all sorts of different things. It's going to be rotating supplies. Currently, we have, what do we have in there? We have some felt, and we have some craft paper, and we have beads and stamps and little odds and ends that you can make all sort of creative stuff with. Then the top part, that's the supply part of it. The top part of the box is a mini gallery, and it has little miniature pieces of art that everyone can look at, maybe get inspiration from. And we have three gallery viewers that's in there. We have King Wednesday, Sir Friday, and Sir Tuesday, who are our gallery people that are looking and enjoying the art along with us on the outside. So kind of just a fun little way to showcase all sorts of things, supplies and little mini art.
Well, and you mentioned the supplies part. When people think about, again, those little libraries, it's kind of the connection back. Sometimes there's a measure of restocking, or there's a measure of, you know, being able to bring something back to that piece. How does that process work with the supplies, especially if people are working on a crafting project and they have one thing that they're looking for, they walk by, they see it, or maybe they don't?
Well, so we're also, along with all of this, I've been blessed this summer with a couple of student workers, and one of them is helping me make QR codes and little videos. So when you see the supplies in the box and you're like, oh, I could use that for, or what in the world would I use this for? You can scan those QR codes and it'll take you to videos that show you what's in there, maybe some different projects you could do with it. It'll either walk you through a whole project or it'll just show you videos or pictures of different projects that we've made out of it. And then there's also a QR code for the gallery itself, so you can get up and personal a little bit closer to the piece than just looking through the window. So a couple of different ways to, different avenues. Everyone does, you know, QR codes now, so it's kind of a fun, different multimedia type of avenue to go down. So
once again, that was Mary Robertson with the Pella Community Arts Center. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.